Hello, I've got an email saying I've won, I think it's £1,000 or something. I don't know. Help, help, help.
It looks like you are a winner of £1,000,000.
No. You're joking. Oh, I'm shaking.
Thanks to Mrs. Tyree, a certain Mr. Blunt didn't win the millionaire raffle this time. Anyone can win with Lotto.
You're beautiful.
Please, don't let it be him. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
With the gods as our witnesses, let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face! Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Ah!
Greetings, Fife fans, to your episode number 25 of In the Squared Circle with Felipe León. I am Felipe León, and this is In the Squared Circle on the Leave It in the Ring Network. I'm the international editor of FightNews.com, as well the co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/BoxeoTijuana or on our website BoxeoTijuana.com, or you can actually also find us live on every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Facebook.com/BoxeoTijuana, and every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, and it will be on this Thursday on the 2-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with David Avila and former fighter Elena Baby Doll Reed. We will be live this Thursday, July 14th at 6 p.m. Pacific time on Leave It in the Ring. But today we're going to be doing In the Squared Circle, your 30-minute or less look at all what is going on in the boxing world. And we do have some news this week, some big news that happened just a couple of days ago. So with that said, let's go to our hooks and jabs. In a huge surprise, current IBF welterweight champion Kell Brook will go up two divisions to face WBA, WBC, IBF middleweight champion Gennady Golovkin on September 10th at the O2 Arena in London, England. The fight will be broadcast on HBO, regular HBO, and not pay-per-view. We all knew that Gennady Golovkin was going back and forth on Twitter with Chris Eubank Jr. Chris Eubank Jr. seemed to be his next opponent. But it looks like the dad, former fighter Chris Eubank Sr., got a little bit too big for his britches and thinking that they could actually negotiate more than a purse and certain conditions. They wanted to set the ticket prices over at the O2 Arena. It was reported that they wanted to pick the undercard, that they wanted to actually even go as far as to choosing what hotels and what amenities they would be enjoying the fight week. So that's when Eddie Hearn of Matchroom Boxing said, no, that's my job, that's what I do, and, you know, gave him a deadline. The deadline came and went, and that's when Hearn picked up the phone and called Kell Brook, gave him the same deal they were giving Chris Eubank, and Kell Brook went ahead and accepted. And at the same time, Tom Loeffler of K2 Promotions, who handled Gennady Golovkin, accepted the new opponent. You know, there's a lot of people out there asking why didn't Gennady Golovkin go after Edis Landis Lara, who has been calling them out, or maybe James DeGale at 168 pounds, or maybe one of the Durrell brothers, or Danny Jacobs, or Billy Joe Saunders. But all these people have been offered these fights, at least Jacobs has and Saunders, and they did not take the fight. And it's not as easy as just picking up the phone and offering a fight to somebody. There's purses to be talked about. There's percentages to be talked about. Here on September 10th with Eddie Hearn, Tom Loeffler already had a set date. They had TV. They had a venue. They had everything except the opponent. And Eddie Hearn provided the opponent in Kell Brook instead of Chris Eubank Jr. And if Tom Loeffler went out and looked for like an Eddie Landis Lara or a James DeGale, he would have to start from scratch. He would have to negotiate a purse. He would have to talk to Al Heyman. He would have to talk to HBO and figure out what they were going to do. They would have to find a venue. They would have to find all the logistics that have to happen for a fight, and time was running out. So even though a lot of people don't think it's a very competitive fight, since Kell Brook is going up two divisions, it is being fought under the IBF rules, which state that Gennady Golovkin or Kell Brook can't go over a certain amount of weight after their weigh-in. So it's not going to be a free-for-all for Gennady and just going up in weight. He has to stay at some close of weight to Kell Brook. So let's see what happens on September 10th from London, England, and the 2002 Arena. In the latest IBF ratings, two rated pros competing at the Olympic qualification tournament in Venezuela have been dropped from their rankings. Former IBF flyweight world champion Amnat Renrong of Thailand was rated number 9 at super flyweight, and former WBO interim middleweight champion Hassan Nedam Njikam, if you remember, he went down 4 or 5 times against David Lemieux a couple of fights ago, was rated number 5 for the IBF at middleweight, and now they are both removed from the ratings for 1 year. And worse news for them, they both lost in the finals of their qualification tourney. Renrong was stopped by Mexican Lindolfo Delgado Garza in the second round of 3. Renrong will still represent Thailand in the Rio Olympics, while Nedam lost to a Colombian in the light heavyweight final. Nedam will still advance to this year's Olympics representing Cameroon. So two victims there of the sanctioning bodies and their banning of professional fighters in the Olympics. I'm sure that WBC and the WBO or any other sanctioning body that has these fighters on their rankings are going to follow suit with the IBF and drop them for their ratings or suspend them, like the WBC had mentioned or had reported that they were going to do. The Washington, D.C. Boxing and Wrestling Commission has been handling the process related to Lucien Boutet's positive anti-doping test result for Osterine. That result came about from a sample collected after Boutet's fight with WBC champion Badu Jack for the WBC Super Middleweight World title in April. The WBC and the D.C. Commission have communicated frequently about the case, and the D.C. Commission arranged for the opening of Boutet's B sample, which was opened this past Thursday, July 7th, and no news on the result just yet. So Boutet had some representatives there at the opening of the B sample. I'm sure it's getting tested. So we will see what happens with that B sample and see if it comes up dirty as well for the banned substance Osterine, which Boutet has been accused of using. Top Rank has announced WBO super middleweight champion Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez has suffered a hand injury in training and will be unable to defend his title against Germany's Dominic Brichting on the July 23rd pay-per-view undercard of Terence Crawford versus Victor Postol at the MGM Grand Casino in Las Vegas. It was reported a couple days later that Ramirez had successful surgery on the middle knuckle on his right hand. So let's see how long that is going to take for him to recuperate from. Let's see if we see the newly crowned undefeated super middleweight champion before the end of the year. And hopefully we see him with a much better opponent, or at least a better known opponent than this German, Dominic Brichts. The gloves used by Muhammad Ali in his fight against Joe Frazier in the fight of the century back in 1971 will be auctioned off in a sale, which begins this week and ends on August 4th. The owner from Houston, Texas, Jeff Rosenberg, bought the gloves back in 2014 for a reported $388,375, but the price is expected to surpass $1 million, of course, because of the recent passing of the greatest Muhammad Ali. So let's see how much those gloves go for. That brings us to the end of here, your section, the hooks and jabs section of In the Square Circle, your 30-minute or less recap of the of this week's boxing news here on the Leaving in the Ring Network. And now we will go to your fight results. Starting on Saturday, July the 9th, at the Arena José Suleiman in Monterrey, Mexico, Promociones del Pueblo presented on Televisa, Jairo López getting a unanimous decision over Sergio Puente for the vacant WBC Continental America's lightweight title. Scores there were 117-111, 117-112, and 116-113. While in the semi-main event, Miguel Román stopped Jerope Mercado in the third round of Schedule 12, also in the lightweight division. From the Tachi Palace Hotel and Casino in Limor, California, top rank on Unimas gave us the fourth round knockout of Jose Carlos Ramirez over Thomas Mendez at super lightweight. Mendez was down three times in the first, while Andy Vences of Northern California got a unanimous decision in an eight-rounder against Moises Delgadillo. Scores there were 79-73, 78-74, and 77-75. In San Mateo Event Center in San Mateo, California, Ala Promotions on the Azteca Channel in Mexico and Bein Sports in the United States gave us the upset of Cesar Corazon Juarez stopping the previously undefeated and highly touted Filipino Albert Prince Pagara in the eighth round of a Schedule 12. Juarez was down in the first round, but Pagara was down harder in the eighth. And with the win, Juarez takes the WBO Intercontinental Super Bantamweight title. Pagara ends up in the hospital after the fight for tests, but gets released later that night. While I believe it's its brother, Jason Pagara, stopped Abraham Alvarez in the welterweight division in the third round of a Schedule 10. At the Sun National Bank Center, also on Saturday, July the 9th, in Trenton, New Jersey, King's Promotion, as well as the PBC, presented on ESPN, Mario Barrios getting a unanimous decision in a 12-rounder over Davis Bochero in the super featherweight IBF eliminator. Bochero was down in the 12th and final round, while Barrios completely dominated with three scores, all identical of 120-107. And earlier today, Monday, July the 11th, in Russia, WBA, IBF, WBO light heavyweight champion Sergey Kovalev defended his titles via unanimous decision over Isaac Shilemba with scores of 118-109, 117-110, 116-111. So that paves the way for his much anticipated fight against Andre Ward in the fall. Andre Ward will be fighting later on this summer against, I believe the gentleman's name is Thomas Brand. I believe it's on, if it's not on HBO, it's on one of, it has to be HBO, I'm pretty sure, if it's not BET. I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to look it up. But that brings us to the end of our fight results. Not a very busy fight last week, but we have a little bit more fights this weekend as we gear up this July. So with that said, let's go to the upcoming calendar of here in the Squared Circle, your 30-minute or less look at this week's boxing happenings here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Tuesday, July 12th, from the Robinson Rancheria Resort and Casino in Nice, California, TGB and the PBC on Fox Sports 1 gives us Levan Gramichava versus Brady Prescott in a 10-rounder at super welterweight. Looks like this is one of a series of recent subs for Gramichava's opponent, but now we have former Amir Khan conqueror Brady Prescott raising his hand and willing to face Gramichava in the super weight division. That will be Tuesday, July 12th. Actually, that is probably later on today when you listen to the show, since this show is on the Leave It in the Ring Network on Tuesdays, and we'll go over the whole lineup a little bit later in the show. Friday, July 15th, from the Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California, Golden Boy Promotions presents on Estrella TV the Elevated Now main event, Jason Velez against Rene Alvarado in a 10-rounder at super featherweight, while undefeated Rashidi Ellis takes on Luis Hernandez in an 8-rounder at welterweight. Same night, Friday, from the Kissimmee Civic Center in Kissimmee, Florida, All-Star Boxing on Telemundo gives us Orlando Cruz versus Alejandro Valdez in a 10-rounder for the WBO NABO super featherweight title. while Saturday, July 16th, from the Centro de Espectáculos del Recinto Ferial in Metepec, Mexico, Promociones del Pueblo on Televisa gives us, actually, no, this is going to be on the Azteca channel, I believe, Miguel Berchel taking on Chonlatan Priñapiño in a 12-rounder for the interim WBO Super Featherweight Champion. If you remember this, Miguel Berchel, Mexican from Yucatan, was Roman the Rocky Martinez's number one contender, but Martinez ended up, you know, suing the W. They ended up going to court, something like that, and Martinez was allowed to face. He ended up hurting his hand, supposedly, because he was scheduled to fight Berchel. He hurt his hand, and he ended up making the fight with Vasyl Lomachenko. Now he's not even a champion anymore. So Miguel Berchel will be defending his interim WBO super featherweight title against Chorlatan Priyapiño. Also on the same card, Yvette Zamora will take on Kayshir McLeod-Wells while she defends her WBC Junior Flyweight title in a 10-rounder. From the Ice Arena in Wales, Cardiff, England, Queensberry Promotions gives us Terry Flanagan against Mons Gefana in a 12-rounder for the WBO Lightweight title, while Guillermo Rigondeaux defends his WBA Super Bantamweight title against James Dickens in a 12-rounder. From the Legacy Arena in Birmingham, Alabama, DeBella Entertainment gives us on Fox Sports WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder defending his title against Chris Areola in a voluntary defense after his mandatory Alexander Povetkin came up dirty for a banned substance. But now it looks like he's on his way of clearing his name, and maybe that fight gets made later this year. But in the meantime, the WBC gave Wilder the opportunity to defend against a voluntary choosing, and he chose Chris Areola. His team chose Chris the Nightmare Areola, who has been training here in San Diego, California. And now they will be finding themselves this Saturday night in Birmingham, Alabama, on Fox Sports. Also on that card, Sammy Vasquez will take on Felix Diaz in a 10-rounder at welterweight, while former champion Victor Chinian takes on Mexican Enrique Quevedo in a 10-rounder at super bantamweight. And that is the end of the upcoming calendar here on the In the Square Circle on the Leave It in the Ring Network. In the Square Circle, your 30-minute or less look at the boxing world for the last week. Give you the recap of our Leave It in the Ring Network shows. Monday nights at 4 p.m. Pacific, you have the next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya taking all your calls. On Tuesdays, you have this show, In the Square Circle with Felipe León, your 30-minute or less recap of all the week's news. Wednesday night, we have our flagship show, 7 p.m. Pacific, Leave It in the Ring with David Dueñas and Gabriel Montoya. Every other Thursday, you have the 2-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with Mr. David Avila, Mrs. Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe León. And then, sporadically, we have the technical draw with Lenny the Fightsmith, and also Around the Ring, your recap show with David Dueñas. With that said, we have come to the end of this, your 25th episode of In the Square Circle with Felipe León. Until next week.
The family member who was concerned. The neighbor who felt uneasy. The teacher who was worried. The coach who noticed at practice. And you. Together, we can tackle child abuse. If you suspect child abuse, visit gov.uk/reportchildabuse to find out who to call.